More music on the way. 415-766-4428. It's Faco at gmail.com. It's Faco on X. Handle me. Let's get back into the music. This is Mono Neon and Grandma Liz with the song Oblivion.
When a storm of life are raging, stand by me.
Thank you. We'll be right back. guess I am the real Lippin. We'll be right back.
Sorry, this is by invitation only.
This is my invitation.
Hey.
So, the lone wolf pays us a visit. As you can see, mine's bigger.
Mine's loaded.
Tell me, Ranger, do you like games?
I'm not here to discuss games, Falcon.
Damn! Then what brings you?
Guns.
Guns? You know, at one time, I had a great interest in guns.
Somebody tells me you still do.
And of course, you would like to believe him.
Two nights ago, several men were killed in an army convoy heist.
Yes, of course, I'm aware of these things. However, this certain party who is stealing these guns was once a close friend of mine. He might take it personally if I were to divulge details. He is a businessman, just like I am, and he... But why am I telling you all this? You will find these things out for yourself in good time. Meanwhile, I will enjoy watching the game.
It may be a game to you, Falcon. But if I find out you're playing, I'm gonna have your little ass.
Well, Ranger, it's been a pleasure having a chat with you, but I'm afraid I must go. Owen Ranger, the man you caught? Snow, I understand he won't live through the night. Adios now.
What do you mean you can't get through?
Lie, come
Spontaneous innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. But today I go into overtime. I'll be here till 2 p.m. subbing in for DJ Mark and his show Dropped the Charges. My name is Falco. You want music? Give me a call. 415-766-4428. Or email me at itsfaco@gmail.com. It's Faco on X. Live and direct. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for being part of the show. Remember DJ Mark. I know you guys are back and going, where the hell is DJ Mark? Come on, man. Who is this guy? What's going on? You know, but don't worry. He returns. He's doing his thing, hanging out. I got to give a big happy birthday to his sister. His sister's birthday. So he's hanging out with his sister. And he's chilling, having a good time, you know. And I got to give him a big shout out to him and his sister. Happy birthday to his sister. He's partying up, chilling, rocking and rolling. He'll be back next week. Oh, yeah. We had a lot of music up in there. I hope you dig it. I hope you do. Music you heard. You heard Jermaine Jackson. And Michael Jackson. Together on the same track. You know, I've gone down these Michael Jackson rabbit holes, and I forgot to go down that route. I forgot that, you know, his brothers, you know, they had careers. And I forgot to find out. I forgot. So they, you know, Jermaine Jackson or Tito Jackson made it, came out with an album. And maybe Michael Jackson did some songs. That'd be sick. Right? And that was the first time I heard that song. That's a jam. That's Jermaine Jackson featuring Michael Jackson. And the song was called Tell Me I'm Not Dreaming. Dig that. Other music up in that set. So much, man. We had Michael Liggins and the Super Souls with the song Loaded. I'm sorry, with the song Standing on the Corner. We also had the Harpoonist with Lullaby Life. We had new music from Blockhead and Elliot Liphead. Together, they came out with a track called Muggsy Bowes. Dig that. We also had Sleigh Bells with Kids. We had Royce Cop and Robin with Monument. We also had new music from Brian Tarkeen and Howlanders with the song Jane Blonde. We had Mono Lord with Oozing Wound. We had Short Tunes Victoria, Gabriella, and Ms. Weta with the song Mortality's Glow. And we had some Glenn Sparrow with Love Above. And I believe we are caught up. The big man is here. Finished my lunch. I got my Chinese food, guys. I had to do it. And I'm full. And I was able to get a spicy sauce, some chili sauce. Man, I love chili sauce. Chili sauce is good. I also got to give a big shout out to West Coast Ted. West Coast Ted listening in to the radio station. And he told me, let's see. He saw, you got music. Go to a dance club and dance your ass off. West Coast Ted, you're right. Focus on that too. Here's one thing I'm focusing on, Big Dog. One thing I've been doing is using that pull-up bar. And right now, I can't do pull-ups. I actually never done a pull-up in my life. One pull-up. Never. I was always a big kid. But my workout is just holding my weight up. And I remember I started at 15 seconds. And I'm at 27 seconds right now. Almost doubled up. And I'm doing it 3-4 times a week. I'm old. I'm giving myself space to rest. And I don't know what happened to all the pull-up bars in the area. You know, there used to be pull-up bars at every park. I remember that growing up, pull-up bars everywhere. Now I've gone to a few parks and I can't find them. They took the pull-up bar out. So what I've been doing is I kind of got inspired by a Notorious B.I.G. a video, and I remember, I think it was Juicy. I think it was Juicy. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. That song. I think it was called Juicy. I think that's called Juicy. But anyways, I remember he's like on the corner hanging out with his boys and. Or go see his boys, and his boys at the, you know, at the curb where the street light is, and he's using that walk sign, you know, the walk sign where you see the white man to let you walk. If you want to walk, you better see that white man, you know. So I've been using that, you know, that bar that's holding up that sign that says walk or stop. That's what I've been using. So I go to like a corner, especially at where I work, there's a street corner there. I just go up and I hang my hang off of there. 27 seconds, guys. 27. You know, and maybe I'm gonna make a goal. I don't think I'm gonna be able to do a pull up before the end of the year, but we'll aim for it. You know, but if I could do it in a year, not within a year, I'd be happy with that. I don't need 10 pull ups. I just need one. You know, so right now I'm just holding my weight up at the crosswalk sign. That's what it is. The crosswalk sign. The one with the white man or with the orange hand. You know, whatever that's holding that up, there's a bar there. And it's been holding me, man. I've only broke one of them, so I know they're strong. You know what I'm saying? I'm just holding my weight up. You know, sometimes I gotta lift my feet so I'm not touching the ground. It all depends how high it is. But that's how I'm doing it right now, guys. No membership. This is street fitness. So that's what I'm doing. 27 seconds, Big Doug. We did that. It's a lot for me. It's not a lot for you, but it's a lot for me. When you haven't been holding your weight up on a pull-up bar, and now you starting, I'll start from the beginning, man. I'll start from the beginning. You know, 27 seconds. I was at 15 seconds. I just barely started doing this 2 months ago. I was 15 seconds. Now I'm 27 seconds holding my weight. I'm going to go for 30 seconds, all right? I got some good rest. I'm going to do that today. The only problem is like when you go and just hang off of a crosswalk sign, right? It all depends what, you know, I guess I don't know, but a lot of them, there's like spider webs and spiders. So I got to like be careful that I'm not getting stung by a reckless recluse, you know? You know, I better hope the Black Widow don't like to cross streets. You know? But that's what I'm doing, man. But, you know, sometimes I gotta carry like a little newspaper, a little magazine, and I gotta like swipe the cobwebs from the crosswalk. It's a little messed up. I try not to do that unless I need to get a good workout in, you know? But I've done it where like, oh, there's too many spiders there. Let's cross the street. Oh, there's spiders there. Let's cross the street. Oh, this one's clean. Let's get our workout in, you know? So there you go, Big Dog. That's one way I'm trying to defuse, you know? So far, so good. Just banging it out. You know, street workouts. And I got inspired by a Notorious B.I.G. movie. That's what's great about it. Or video. I seen those guys working out, man. And it inspired me. So we're going to go for that. I'm just going to be hanging myself. Hopefully, maybe by next week, I'll be at 30 seconds. I'll keep you guys up. Guys, this ain't much, man. I know you guys are laughing. Like, oh, man, he can't hold his weight up for 30 seconds. Bro, what do you want from me, man? My leg strength, that's where my money is. Upper strength, not so much, you know? So we're working on that, you know? So, like my friend Joey Coco Diaz says, small steps turn into big steps, you know, and that's what's up. That's how it starts, man. So it's pretty awesome. But I'm working out. That's my workout and walking. Walking. We'll get back to it. You know, it's moving hard, but we're doing it. This past weekend, I don't know if you saw, it was WrestleMania weekend. The weekend was huge. Whoa. The weekend was huge and it was nice. It was WrestleMania weekend. Some people liked it, some people didn't. I liked it, you know. I had fun. There was a great performance. Becky Lynch has a new song out, and she had the live band playing her theme live. It was pretty awesome. Thank you. was pretty dope. WrestleMania. It was in Las Vegas. The only problem with that thing, that place, too much money. You know, they were having this thing. Something happened over the weekend where the fans were following a lot of the wrestlers, and they kind of became a little aggressive. And one of the wrestlers slapped the phone off the fans' hands and told them to beat it. And a lot of, and he got a lot of flack from it. I understand both sides. The wrestler side, a wrestler wants to have his privacy and doesn't want to get hounded, right? I understand that. I also understand, as a wrestling fan, when you pay all this money to go to an event, and you're like, I'm gonna get my money's worth. I don't care what anybody says. I'm gonna get my money's worth. Ain't nobody gonna stop me. You know, dude, you guys know how much events cost, man. They're okay with giving you layaway plans. They know you need layaway plans, and they know that they need layaway for payment plans. You know, they know too. They want you to be there. The event can't go on unless you're there. They know that, man. They need us as much as we need them, guys. So don't forget that, guys. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your night. Hound the wrestlers if you pay $2,000 for a seat. I understand that. I really do. All right. Well, so much things happening. So I want to play this. They played at WrestleMania. This is Becky Lynch's theme song. I thought it was so cool. I was all about it, you know. And it sounded good. And there's a band called the Wonder Years, but I don't think it's the same Wonder Years band that, like, some punk band from back in the day. I don't think it's the same. It's the same band. It's just another band. But what do I know? It might be. But this band is called the Wonder Years. This is Becky Lynch's intro theme when she comes out. And this song is called New Lows. And this is performed live in WrestleMania. Here we go. Radio Valencia.
Can't get a beer, can't get an ice cream cone.
You're on a diet, pal.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Wonder Years.